From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Outside a refugee camp Tuesday, a car bomb killed at least six Jordanian border guards and wounded 14 others. There has been no immediate claim of responsibility. In neighboring Syria, Islamic State fighters launched counterattacks, pushing government forces out of Raqqa province and tried to break the grip of U.S.-backed Syrian rebels in the outskirts of the IS-held town Manbij. Regional analyst Stephen Zuna says it underscores the Islamic State's continued potency.
Very few guerrilla groups and virtually no terrorist groups have been able to mount this kind of conventional counterattack. So this is indeed a reminder that we're not dealing with an ordinary terrorist group here.
In Washington, U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry Monday said he plans to meet soon with department employees who co-signed a so-called dissent channel memo on U.S.-Syria policy. Kerry called it well-written and good. White House spokesman Josh Earnest was asked if the president shared that view.
The president does believe that having a procedure in place for State Department employees to make their dissenting views known is valuable. But I think we've been just as clear about the president's policy in Syria, how it has not led yet to the results that we would like to see in Syria, but it has prevented a repetition of mistakes that previous administrations have made.
The 51 mostly mid-level diplomats have called for targeted strikes against the Syrian regime as a means of exerting pressure on it to pursue a political settlement. The Democratic Republic of Congo has declared a yellow fever epidemic in three provinces, including the capital Kinshasa, confirming nearly 70 cases. This is VOA News. The United States has criticized Bahrain for stripping the country's leading Shia cleric of his nationality, sparked street protests, and new concerns over sectarian tensions. The country's news agency accused Sheikh Issa Qassem of playing a key role in creating an extremist sectarian atmosphere. U.S. spokesman John Kirby expressed alarm at the government's action.
We are unaware of any credible evidence to support this action, and that assessment is further supported by the fact that he did not appear to even have the opportunity to challenge the charges against him before the decision was made. So we're going to be following this, obviously, very closely.
The island nation off the Arabian Peninsula has been in turmoil since a 2011 uprising by majority Shia demanding greater rights from the Sunni monarchy. An Iraqi commander said U.S.-backed government forces are battling Islamic State fighters in the western districts of Fallujah. Lieutenant General Abdul Wahab al-Saidi said the offensive, which ended its fifth week Monday, has been slowed by IS snipers, suicide attackers, and mortars. IS militants are still said to be in control of the northern Golan neighborhood. President Obama, speaking Monday in Washington, announced creation of a Los Angeles-based manufacturing hub called Smart Manufacturing. It's receiving $70 million in funding to develop technologies to reduce waste, save energy, and streamline the manufacturing process. Mr. Obama also promoted the Trans-Pacific Partnership Free Trade Agreement currently before Congress.
When we've gotten it done, the Trans-Pacific Partnership will do even more to lower the costs of exporting, eliminating taxes and custom duties, and raising intellectual property standards that protect data and ideas and jobs.
Mr. Obama addressed a group of 2,400 investors attending the Select USA Summit and considering doing business in the U.S. A British man is being held without bail in Las Vegas, Nevada, accused of trying to take a policeman's gun to shoot Republican Party presidential candidate Donald Trump. A judge determined that Michael Stephen Sanford is a potential danger to the community and a flight risk. He is to remain in custody until another court date July 5th. Tunisia extended a state of emergency in the North African country for another month. It's been in place since November following a series of terrorist attacks, including a suicide bombing that killed 12 members of the presidential guard in the capital, Tunis, a bombing that was claimed by Islamic State. The investigation into the murder of three young civil rights activists, which became known internationally as the Mississippi Burning Case, was officially closed Monday for lack of further prosecution. The fate of the two white men and one black man in June 1964, who took part in the so-called Freedom Summer Voter Registration Project, was a key event leading to the passage of the 1964 Civil Rights Act. Nine men were convicted in the case, one as late as 2005. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.